only take it if it resonates.
You can always ask your spirit guide, send me a sign, you know.
This guide is like trying to push you forward. I feel that you will be extremely successful with this. And this is something that you need to do. I feel that this is the right career path for you. I feel you're going to have a really strong relationship with this particular guide that is trying to give you messages, trying to kind of push you forward.
You need to do some kind of like a past life regression, which is going into dream state and delving into your past life through dream state, figuring out this, and then it will do some kind of healing as well as figuring out this alchemy situation. Then you can take your information that you gained from this experience of a regression and share it through your YouTube or your Etsy.
You need to be looking at focusing on the future. It's like a fear of getting your gifts out there, a fear of being seen. This will be very successful for you, and I feel that you will bring a lot of comfort to people that are going through really difficult times. You'll be healing quite a lot, and it's something that you need to be doing. It's something that you need to stop that fear kind of creeping in and get on with it. Basically spirit are saying you need to get on with it now, you need to do it, stop hiding, let's get out and do it.
You have to consider that there's like a bigger picture here. So whenever you're thinking about should I do this or should I do that, Spirit wants to ask you, or have you ask yourself or ask Spirit, is what I'm going to do big enough? Because they're saying you play too small sometimes. So you're thinking, when I say playing small, it's like you're like, my impact in the world is this little amount. When really your impact in the world could be so much bigger, but you're not seeing those opportunities. It's like if there's a fog out in front of you, your human logical mind is only going to see to the fog, and spirit can see beyond the fog, and that's where your intuition is going to come in. And that's the advantage you have over people who aren't able to use their intuition.
I'm seeing your spiritual work is going to be what is going to bring you the money going forward.
You are profoundly clairvoyant. Trust what you see in your mind's eye as well as with your physical sight, for your spiritual vision helps you with healing, teaching and guidance.
You need to trust your intuition with this.
Your life purpose should always be top priority. That again is what the twin flame journey is about, is getting you on your life purpose. I wonder if you started getting into tarot or doing readings for other people after learning about twin flames. A lot of twins' life paths are to do with reading tarot for people and helping people, you know, and guiding people and stuff like that.
I know it was initiated prior to incarnating. I know it was an agreement of some sort. It's really strange though. Because what I'm seeing between the two of you is that probably in some sort of past life, you two were very equal spiritual people that were like leaders of other people and taught spirituality, something like that. But he's not ready for whatever reason. Like, he's not as a person ready. He's still got some karmic stuff he needs to go through. And I don't know yet how long it will take him. I don't know if it's on the horizon. It seems to me like at this moment in time, it's still going to be a while before he's ready to be fulfilling his side of the bargain. But at this time, that's why you still have this really strong pull with him, is because that's an unfulfilled contract at this point. If you owe someone money and you don't have the money, but you know in the back of your mind that you owe them, it's always back there kind of nagging you, and that's what you're feeling.
Shit, guys.
I can't take it. You see that I'm shuffling the cards, right? Double mission, channeling and uplifting humanity, double mission, twin flame mission. I was just talking about that. Channeling and uplifting humanity, that's my mission. That's probably for you guys too. That's your mission. I know you guys are spiritual as well. I know there are other readers watching this.
And so you're kind of just going, all right, come on. I've been ready to go for 3 years. Like, what are you doing? And so if you think of it in those terms, that's kind of why Spirit's nudging you just not to focus on that, because that's just going to be this underlying annoyance for you.
This is your energy coming through. Somebody who is highly skilled and gifted in the esoterical world. Okay, so you may be doing your own manifestations. Perhaps you're someone who is already on your spiritual path. If you're wondering if this is your soulmate, I would give this a yes. Yeah.
There's something very powerful between you two, okay?
Powerful connection. Powerful, major connection between two people. He's got to be psychic. Is he psychic? It's either that he's psychic or you guys are just sharing energy back and forth. It is so very, it's clear, it's crisp. You got to be psychic as well. If you're not aware of it, then you have to know you're empathic. So I'm just being urged to ask you to maybe try and strengthen those skills. Yeah, okay. So we've got this here, the dragon. That symbol at the top is spirit. I mean, this is a highly spiritual connection between the two of you guys.
I mean, some people call it a soul contract. I try not to put labels on things too much because I think it narrows things down.
Right. I mean, there is a very, very big connection between the two of you.
The Four of Wands. Wow. That's union. It's togetherness. It's happiness and it is joy. It's solid, passionate. You guys are energetically connected to one another.
Let's take a look. There's that Four of Wands. Wow. That was there in the exact same position last time. Strong twin flame. Soulmate energy here.
Okay, well. Four of Wands, yeah. Says it all. Twin flame card. You're sure that this is your twin flame. You've got two twin flame cards that come out in three cards.
That's a good card to end on. Four of Wands. That's my favorite of all the marriage cards. Because to me, the Four of Wands is about the kind of marriage that two people who are in a spiritual connection have, such as twin flames or soulmates. It's a romantic wedding. Whereas the Ten of Pentacles is more status quo. You could have this very romantic, deeply felt, deeply gratifying union.
Literally can't make it up, can you? So this is a high-level soul connection. Obviously, soulmates is not a twin flame card in here, but you've had two other twin flame cards. It's not really giving me anything other than just like, you know, oh, new life. Okay, so yes, this is this connection here. These three cards are like confirming, yes, the connection. You already know that.
So let's just have a look at the numerology behind this as well. So looking at 5, 7, 9 year, he's looking at endings at the moment. I sometimes find a year 9, although it's coming to the tail end of it, we're going to a year 1 soon. New beginnings, very exciting. Let's have a look at you. 9 for you. Okay, so you're actually completely aligned. Okay, so this is one of the things that I do look out for. That's very prominent within twin flame connections is they actually vibrate along the same numerological pathway, okay, which is what you do. And this is going to be the case, well, forever, really.
You have a very divinely guided, like, soulmate connection, okay?
Yeah, you might even have paranormal activity in your home. You know, I mean, are you having these vivid dreams? Are you seeing this person? It's very, very much like that. It's very strong.
So the reason why you're going to be having dreams, Spirit is saying, is just really pay attention to the more vivid color dreams. He's open to it, he's perceptive of it, but he's not an understanding of it. So if you do try and talk to him about anything spiritual, like twin flames or soulmates or relationships and how it all plays out, what you're going to do again is you're just going to kind of freak him out a little bit.
How he feels about you, there's very, very mixed emotions here. Okay, extremely mixed emotions. It's kind of like, on the one hand, a firm boundary in place and some denial. On the other hand, there is the want and desire to overcome what's going on in his mind, because he realizes that this boundary is not serving him, and he does want to come towards you, but there is fear-based energy, you know, with the sun and the tower really jumping out here.
If you were not married to this person in this lifetime, you definitely were in a past life. Oh, I'm getting highly respected. I'm getting the chills right now. These people were highly respected. You guys might be our true twin flame energy.
I feel like the bond is really special here, and there's a fragility to it as a result.
This is love on that soul's level, and bringing it here to this, you know, this plane that we're on now. The person has deep love for you, and I'm gonna tell you, always has. Speaking in the third person here, it's like, I've always had love for you. You knew this. You know this. It's never gone anywhere.
Do get that strong feeling that there is something there between the both of you, and he feels it just as much as you do. So that's the good thing. But like I say, it needs to change dramatically. So some big decisions now need to be made about this relationship. But he looks at you as this sort of outgoing and passionate and strong woman, and he's really drawn to you like a magnet, but sometimes it's like he can't quite work you out. It's almost like he kind of knows, but he doesn't know. So it's like he feels there's a lot of stuff going on, his thoughts about yourself, and it's almost like he just doesn't get it. It's like there's something that pulls him towards you, and he's trying to really figure it out, and he just can't, because he never will. Sometimes it's like it's almost like he's questioning things too much instead of just getting on with the connection. And that's what he should be doing.
Let's take a look at this outcome card. There it is, the Ten of Cups. There's a way to maneuver this, okay? All of the soulmate energy in you know, that exists here, that needs to be the friendship as well, okay? Something about the way he's treating you that's really off, okay?
I get this element of skepticism around him. However, he can't escape his feelings for you, which I do believe are incredibly, incredibly strong. But there's something here in his mind sort of holding him back with this relationship. I'm seeing this to be a bit of a waiting game. And the reason why I feel that he is not in a position to move forwards with your connection, with your relationship, I'm getting like an internal conflict here with him around this. So he's being pulled backwards and forwards. The feeling that I get is that In some respects, it feels as though this is not his fault.
Oh, okay. Well, there's your confirmation. The chaser, codependent, chaser in a codependent relationship, fear of abandonment. So chaser is obviously the runner chaser. They have got runner in this deck as well.
Twin flame relationships are notoriously difficult. Getting the dynamic right can be complicated. Needing to make sacrifices for the other person.
Well, forgiving and learning, it really is the twin flame journey.
This is the challenge that I feel with your relationship, is that he's not quite ready to go all in and kind of be vulnerable in a relationship. He likes to be in control.
Okay, I did not even know that this was in this deck, but there you go, there's your clarification. The answer to your question involves a spiritually based romantic relationship, twin flame. So there is your confirmation. Oh, so funny.
You are a reader yourself, so you will know how complicated these soul connections can be. You will know that they can take time to get off the ground properly. You will also know what it's like when you're going through like a separation phase. Okay, it's like going through hell.
Especially with when it comes to twin stuff, it's normally always the inner child that needs that nourishment. And if we're looking outside of ourselves, or we're looking towards the twin, or we're looking for anything outside of ourselves, it's always a cry out for help from the inner child. Connect with the stuff that made your inner child laugh and happy, and go back into nostalgic things that were very nourishing for you, or what you needed as a child.
You can use it in these twin flame things as like a guideline of what's missing. What you need is what you need to give yourself. Always, it will always be that way as well.
Because with a more divine connection, remember what you fear and what your worries and concerns are, he will have the same. And you do, you mirror and this, you mirror differently, but you mirror in a kind of different proportion side of things.
Continue to work on the 5D connection and not focus on the 3D connection. That's going to help. The more you're in the 5D, the more the 7D is going to be able to kick in.
Goddess, moon and stars above, let my life be blessed with love. I call upon the fertile earth, grant to me a heart of worth. I call upon the flowing water, give this gift to thy daughter. I call upon the swirling air, let me be held in tender care. I call upon the steadfast stone, never more to be alone. I call upon the blazing fire, bind to me my true desire. Earth, water, air and stone, fire, blood, flesh and bone, goddess, moon and stars above, let my life be blessed with love.
Whereas if the more you're in the 3D, you're going to have to keep, you're going to be striving for that 5D connection, which is very strong for you too, but stay in the 5D. Don't let the 3D thoughts creep in, any fears, worrying about the future, things like that.
But with you chasing him, what's really happening is there's going to be this lack of self love for yourself. There is showing a clear need, a need for love for yourself, because if that need for love kind of comes from within you, it will reflect on your outside world.
We've got so much. I kind of feel that you both have fear, that because your connection is so strong, you both have fear of actually get moving forward or getting together. So it is so confusing. I feel here that there is going to come a time when he's going to come back to you again, when he gets sad or when he gets low.
Because with a twin flame connection, you kind of mirror the same energies. So whatever work you do on yourself is going to reflect on him. And I hate it when psychics say self-love is key, but actually with a twin flame journey, it really is.
Yeah, look, mirroring each other. Self-image, relationships reflect our wounds and introspection.
He knows deep down that you're kind of like his soulmate. He knows that there is a strong connection. But he's dealing with his demons at the moment, I would say.
I think with twin flames, they can sometimes get lost in the romanticised version of it. And it's like, you know, the goal is union. The goal isn't union. The goal is self-love, self-care, and levelling yourself up and evolving and growing within you.
All right, I'll say it. He's been kind of mistreated a lot in his past, and that's not just with relationships, that's with kind of school, growing up. He's been mistreated a lot in the past, so he's got really low self-esteem.
And it's almost like he's living in the past and not letting go of it. And this is making things very difficult moving forward.
He does want a new beginning in his life. He's actually scared of being on his own. That feels really, really strongly for me, like a fear of being on his own. So, which is why